Welcome to chapter 3 of this course, where we'll look at various e-commerce model for rural business. Before this, I'm sure you would have gone through the challenges and why encouraging rural business for e-commerce is good. What are the challenges, which are the agencies, and what government is doing about it, what NGOs are doing, private sector are doing, what kind of technology is there. So we'll now carry that forward. So first, you have something known as B2B model of e-commerce for rural markets, where B stands for business, therefore business to business. So if you were to ask someone what is the definition, so as the name suggests, B2B e-commerce involves transactions between businesses and they focus on bulk trade or any business done between two businesses. So who are the key players in this? So manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers and suppliers are the key players in this kind of model. Why it is relevant to rural businesses? Because B2B model overcomes market access barriers, which means rural businesses can reach out to businesses set up in urban areas or anywhere in the world. They reduce dependencies on intermediaries. They provide direct link to buyers and suppliers. So rural buyers or rural sellers can directly reach to others. And they support business growth without heavy infrastructure investment. So for example, if a rural farmer sells his produce directly to urban wholesalers through B2B platform, then he need not have storage or investment or other kind of investment. He produces his, packages it, and then possibly the urban wholesaler picks it up, or as the term may be, he may be delivering it directly to the urban wholesaler. And then he can reach out to these wholesalers through the e-com sites and access many other wholesalers. So what are the benefits of B2B e-commerce for rural businesses? So first thing is you do bulk transactions. Second is consistent demand, because it's not, you could have one-time business or recurring business. So mostly business is recurring in B2B unless it's very specific for one time. So what this ensures is you have stable income, and also it minimizes perishability. Another benefit is that there is a cost efficiency in sourcing, because you have direct access to wholesalers and manufacturers. Therefore, your cost of sourcing goes down. Reduction in transaction cost, because you are eliminating the middlemen, your financial and logistical expenses are scaled down. You also get better negotiation power, because you can compare offers between various businesses, urban businesses, and choose a better deals. B2B e-com model also helps you to enhance your market visibility by putting up product catalogs, marketing tools, etc. So as an example, a dairy cooperative, which is a lot of people coming together of milk production and then putting it at one place, can sell bulk milk to urban distributors via B2B platform. So, and the bulk urban distributors need not go to every small producer of the milk, but talk to the cooperative and pick up the milk at bulk. Access to wholesale markets and suppliers. Now, for rural businesses, using this kind of model eliminates the intermediaries. And because of that, you get affordable supplies also for rural producers, like they can purchase seeds, fertilizers and machinery at competitive pricing. And bulk buying of raw materials like textile and packaging material can be done in case the rural person is also a producer. So you can sell to large scale buyers, for example, farmers selling crops to urban food processors, or artisans supplying bulk handicrafts to retailers. Now, which are the platforms that support the rural business in India? The first one that comes to mind is IndiaMart, which connects businesses across various sectors. Second is Trade India, which facilitates wholesale trade for small and medium price enterprise. Another provider or another platform is Alibaba, which provides global market access for rural enterprises. But this they are doing in China. What is the value-added services or B2B platform? So the platform, they integrate their logistics and warehouse, many of them. So they have storage solution for perishable goods. So they kind of store it on behalf of the purchaser and then deliver at the right time. The B2B platforms look at market insights and analytics and thereby help the business adapt to changing demand. What they also do is, because they are big enough, they secure the payment gateways. So you reduce the risk of any loss or fraud in financial transactions. Because you network and collaborate, there's a partnership between rural enterprises. So for example, a farmer cooperative partners with a food processing company for steady supply agreement. So they will give a steady supply to the food processing company of the produce that farmer is growing in his farms. What are the challenges from a retail perspective in adoption of B2B model? Is if you are in an area where there is limited internet connectivity, then you may not be always current and there would be delay in response. So that is one challenge. Second challenge is if in rural side your businesses lack familiarity with digital platforms, then they can make mistake. Third, of course, is on trust issues about fraud and payment security. And fourth is high cost of transporting goods to remote areas. So in case you're at a place where the infrastructure is lacking, the roads are bad, then the cost of transportation goes up. So that's a challenge. Also, market fragmentation. So different rural markets require a very customized solution. So they are fragmented. And digital training, infrastructure development, mobile friendly interfaces are typical solutions for this kind of challenges. So what is the future of B2B e-commerce in rural market? So one is from the perspective of growth potential. So digital penetration, as we know, is increasing, and thereby there is going to be a good growth potential for B2B adoption. Second is technology integration. So AI, blockchain and fintech solutions improves the security and efficiency, and that will keep on improving. Financial inclusion, mobile banking and digital payment options will expand the accessibility. Sustainable growth, rural business who are using the B2B platforms will contribute to economic development of that region and thereby have a sustainable growth. So conclusion is that rural enterprises will leverage B2B platforms to scale their business, increase profitability, and drive local economic growth. Another model for rural e-commerce is B2C, which is business to consumers. So if I look at the definition, a B2C e-commerce involves selling products or service directly to individual customers. Now, what are the key features of this model? That it eliminates middlemen, reducing the cost. It expands market reach for rural businesses. More importantly, making it very different from B2B is that it facilitates direct engagement with your end customer. What is the impact of B2C model for rural businesses? It helps the farmers, artisans, and small entrepreneurs to sell their products or services nationwide or globally. It also helps them to price their product and services better because they are cutting out the intermediaries. And it helps in rural economic growth through digital integration, because then you can build your business in rurally and still supply across the globe. So which are the successful B2C models in rural areas that we can look into? So one is Amazon Saheli, which supports rural women entrepreneurs by providing training and an online marketplace for them. Second is Etsy for artisans, which enables rural craftspeople to sell handmade products to international buyers. So the platform enables them to register, put up for display of their product, and then international buyers can access it and buy it. There are farm-to-table platforms like Farmers Fresh Zone, where farmers directly connect with urban consumer for delivery of the fresh produce. Patanjali's rural distribution integrates e-commerce for Ayurvedic and organic products. So if you are looking for something in Ayurvedic products or organic products, you could go to Patanjali's site and order from there. And using the supply chain management, the product comes to you. Meesho, it allows rural homemakers and small business to sell products via social media platforms. So what are the advantages of B2C e-commerce for rural business? One is, of course, it increases your market reach. So products can be sold beyond local areas, sometimes even globally. There is higher profit margin because you are eliminating the wholesaler, the intermediaries, and you are going away from local market into a market which may give more weightage on what you are selling. Third is that there is convenient logistics and payments. So platforms that help in managing shipping, payments, and customer support are more in demand. Scalability, businesses can grow without investing in large physical infrastructure because you are able to estimate the demand, and sometimes you only produce what is there in the demand or what you are anticipating. So you may not require a large physical infrastructure to do it. Lastly, with the help of digital inclusion, so it empowers rural entrepreneurs to participate in online economy. Also, it enhances customer management and brand loyalty because you are doing personalized marketing, you use analytics and recommend products and offer targeted discount. You also do social media engagement, so platforms like WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook helps the rural sellers connect with customers. You can immediately take your customers' review and feedback and make the changes in the product accordingly. Thereby, you build trust and also improve the product quality at the same time. You can also run a loyalty programs for repeat purchases and referrals, which not only encourages customer retention, but also helps you to get additional customer at a very low cost or a very marginal cost. Storytelling and transparencies, you can share your product origins, cultural significance, and make a story around it and create an emotional connect and be very transparent about it because you're talking directly to the end customer, and a segment of customers who like what you're offering will become your loyal customers going forward. Timely customer support. So if any customer of yours who has taken from this kind of platform is not happy with your product or is facing some challenges and they put queries, the queries come immediately to you and give you a chance to correct it. So if you correct it properly, you improve the user experience and also enhance your brand reputation. So what is the future of B2C e-commerce model in rural market? Of course, as we see, the internet penetration and smartphone usage is growing, and therefore there is a huge growth potential that we see there. Lot of AI and fintech solutions are now entering into B2C e-commerce market, especially for rural markets, and thereby with increased technology, your output will increase. Another thing that we are seeing in rural markets is financial inclusion. So digital payment methods are improving accessibility for rural sellers. B2C platforms is also helping rural businesses thrive while preserving traditional skills, thus leading to sustainable development. So what do we conclude by this? Is that by leveraging B2C platforms, rural entrepreneurs can boost sales, gain visibility, and drive economic progress. So the future is very bright for B2C in rural. Then there is another model of consumer called C2C, which is customer to customer. If I were to define that, I would say C2C e-commerce involves individuals selling goods and services directly to other individuals via digital platforms. What is the impact of this model on rural business? So here, like B2C, the rural artisans and farmers can connect directly with buyers. They eliminate the intermediaries, thus getting better profit margin. And you can also support traditional crafts and organic farming by linking producers with niche market as required. So what are examples of C2C transactions? Artisans selling handmade textiles, pottery and jewelry on platforms like Etsy, or farmers listing fresh produce and dairy products on agricultural marketplace like FarmLink. So C2C is also called a peer-to-peer trading platforms. So here you have direct market access. The rural producers can sell directly to consumers, reducing dependency on middlemen. You get higher profit margins because producers retain more revenue by setting their own prices. Global reach. Digital platforms connect with rural sellers with the national or international buyers, thus your reach is improving. Again, examples, we have seen this. Etsy, which is a global marketplace for handicrafts or handcrafted goods. FarmLink, which allows farmers to sell fresh produce to urban consumers. Meesho, which helps small sellers promote and sell via social media. So here, the localized platforms play an important role in C2C e-commerce because you are doing businesses with individual to individual, the local communities play a bigger part in it, and localized platforms therefore add into it. So platforms like Meesho and Glowroad, they help the sellers reach nearby buyers. And they reduce the transportation cost because lower platform fees make it affordable for rural sellers. In case they are close by, the delivery charges come down and that can be passed on to the consumer. You can build trust because you get community-based reviews and testimonials to ensure secure transaction. You facilitate local trade, so farmers and artisans can barter or sell goods within their communities, thereby promoting a circular economy model. Now, there is one more model, a variant of C2C, which is called subscription services. So, what is subscription-based selling? So, sellers provide regular deliveries of products based on subscription model. So, what is the benefit for rural sellers? You know the demand well in advance. So, the demand is consistent and thereby you can predict your income. And because the customer who's gone on subscription model helps you build long-term customer relationship. So for example, if you're buying milk, you can say every day I want that milk, which is like a subscription model. So Farmizan, so here in that platform, farmers offer weekly or monthly subscription for organic vegetables and farm products, and artisan subscription boxes. Seasonal handmade crafts, textile and eco-friendly products are delivered periodically. Another emerging C2C model is the social commerce. Now, how do you define a social commerce? So, social commerce leverages social media platforms for buying and selling. So, how does it work? Here, the sellers promote products via WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, live videos and any such thing. And the buyers engage through comments, messages, and peer recommendation. So the advantage is it is very easy to set up a social commerce because you can operate it via smartphones. And word of mouth actually drives trust and sale. So examples is Meesho and Glowroad, which helps rural sellers sell through social media while managing payments and shipping on their behalf. So what is the future of C2C e-commerce in rural market? you have a lot of opportunities because digital literacy is growing. Smartphone penetration is also increasing, and therefore C2C adoption will increase. Another reason why the opportunities will expand is because there's a lot of AI-driven recommendation. The payment solutions are made secure. Logistic innovations are incorporated, as a result of which the opportunities are expanding. The economic impact of all this is that rural individuals will get sustainable income opportunity, and at the same time, it encourages preservation of traditional crafts and organic farming. So, in conclusion, C2C or customer-to-customer platforms, localized solution, and emerging models like subscription service and social commerce are reshaping the rural trade, and in coming days, we'll see much more growth than what it has seen so far. Another model for rural commerce is cooperative and community-based e-commerce model. So, let's look at the definition of this model. So, cooperative and community-based e-commerce model aggregate the rural products and provides digital access to market. So, why it matters for rural businesses? Because as an individual, you may not be able to compete in large market, but as a cooperative, a group of small producers coming together in aggregate terms helps you to compete in large market. Like in any other model, you reduce dependency on intermediaries, and more importantly, you create sustainable economic opportunities. So, which are the key players in this model? Cooperatives, of course, play a bigger part, because in cooperatives, you get multiple producers and they jointly access the market. Community-based e-commerce models, they foster, of course, local trade and economic inclusion. So, what is the role of cooperative in rural e-commerce? One, you have product aggregation, where you collect goods from multiple producers and ensure bulk availability. Second, you streamline the logistics, so you build centralized hubs for packaging, storage, and delivery. Third, you have access to market. So, members sell via platforms like Big Basket, Farmers Fresh, Amazon, Flipkart, where individual producers build together and then Amazon or Big Basket kind of takes a bulk delivery and gives it to the end customer. Training and support, they are provided for digital marketing, pricing, and e-commerce operation. Inclusive growth. Small farmers, women entrepreneurs, and artisans can participate through community-based e-commerce model. As an individual, sometimes they may not be able to participate, or the things may look very big and overpowering. Economic empowerment. It gives them the cooperatives get better bargaining power. And also, they reduce the reliance on intermediaries by directly sourcing their material from the producers. In all of this, the biggest advantage or benefit of community is that they help in preservation of local heritage. What it means is it supports local handicrafts, it supports traditional textile making methodology or organic food growing, and reach out to specific niche market for customers or buyers who value this, and thereby create a market. And by creating a market, you preserve the local heritage. Skill development. So, what happens is not everyone can understand e-commerce and digital literacy training. So, these community-based e-commerce models helps or tries to help for everyone to learn, understand, but at the same time, if they are not able to learn or understand, the platform itself is smart enough to help them and move, take their business forward. Also, a term which is not very often used in urban is the social cohesion. So, what they do is, any cooperative, they encourage collective economic development and support each other. So, through that, they improve the social cohesiveness also. So, biggest study, the case study on cooperative movement is Amul India. So an overview of Amul is that it's the largest dairy cooperative in India, in Anand, in the state of Gujarat, where the rural farmers are linking with the urban consumers. So how does it happen? So farmers sell dairy products, that is milk mostly, directly via Amul's digital platforms. And this ensures fair pricing and cuts out the middlemen. So the impact of all this is that farmers' income have increased. They don't need to build infrastructure, but Amul has built infrastructure for them. So all the storage transport has been built by Amul. And milk production efficiency or productivity has also gone up because Amul, as a cooperative head, conducts a lot of training to improve that, guides the producer with the latest technique, and helps them improve the productivity. Another case study in China is a rural Taobao villages. It's an initiative by Alibaba, and they support rural farmers and artisans by integrating them into China's digital economy. So how does it work? So this e-com business, or Taobao villages as they are called, they have created hubs in the village. They train the producers in digital market, online selling, logistics management in the village. And the impact is rural incomes have increased. There's a job creation that has taken place in rural market. The business has expanded. And as a collective thing, as a cooperative, they have got improved access to urban goods and services. So emerging community-based e-commerce models are, as an example, Grameen Center, where digital centers provide internet access and e-com training for rural entrepreneurs. There's a Maggie's Marketplace in Kenya, which connects the smallholder farmers directly with urban consumers for fresh produce delivery. Then there is a setup called Craftmark by AIACA, which is in India. They work with artisans cooperative to certify and market handmade products online. So what are the challenges and solutions for cooperative e-commerce? So challenges are that in rural areas, there is limited digital infrastructure in many cases, poor internet connectivity. So that is the first challenge. The second challenge is the high cost of last mile delivery because of logistics and transportation issues. The third challenge that comes out is digital literacy. You need to keep training people, encouraging them both on e-com and digital payments. The fourth challenge is the competition. So small farmers find it difficult to deal with large commercial brands, and cooperative also, till it achieves a brand recognition and growth, they still find it difficult to compete with large commercial brands. So what are the solutions for it? Is that one has to invest in rural internet infrastructure. You have to do partnership with logistics provider for cost-effective delivery. The NGOs and government have to play a part to support the digital literacy program. And the government and the NGOs should also work with the cooperatives to help them build branding and marketing strategies, which will help them to bring out the USPs of the products and services, and also encourage local products and help them fight the marketplace nationally or globally. So how do we see the future of cooperative and community-based e-commerce model? It has amazing potential for growth because in rural areas, we are seeing digital connectivity improving. We are seeing a lot of consumer demand for organic, handmade, and locally sourced products. So these two drivers are indicating a lot of potential for growth. But what else needs to be done to ensure that this growth is recognized and fulfilled? Is one, you have expansion of rural e-commerce training program. Two, have more government-backed cooperative initiatives. Three, enhance your digital payment accessibility. And with this three, you will be able to be very close to the potential, achieving the potential. So to conclude, these models, of course, help to bridge the rural-urban divide and they support sustainable economic growth. And with continued investment and improvements in the infrastructure and bandwidth, they can transform rural livelihoods worldwide. So I think they play a very important role. They have a potential to playing a bigger role and they can really make a difference in the rural livelihoods worldwide. Now that we have looked at various models, there's one more model that comes up as hybrid e-commerce model. So what is the definition of hybrid e-commerce model? So hybrid e-commerce model combines online and offline sales channel to create a seamless shopping experience. So wherever in rural area, there are challenges like poor digital infrastructure or lack of trust on online transaction, a physical setup will overcome that challenge. And you blend the e-commerce convenience with a physical interaction for better customer engagement. So very customers who are not happy, uncomfortable, do not trust internet and payment options can actually walk up to the physical store after checking everything online and then come and buy that product. So what are the key features of a hybrid model? It's an online platform for product listing and order management. You can have offline touch points for pickup, payment and customer support. And you do an integration of logistics and delivery networks. So the key features of this model is that the online platforms are used for product listing and order management. And there's an offline touch points for pick, payment and customer support. And the integration of logistics and delivery network is done by this platform. So how does hybrid model work in rural areas? So they do a dual approach where a business promote and accept orders online and consumers can inspect or collect products at local kiosk or cooperative hubs or collection centers. Urban rural connectivity. So rural producers sell to urban consumers online and orders are fulfilled through the local delivery networks or pickup points. So this is how hybrid models work. Examples, a farmer lists organic produce online, customers pick up from village collection center, or a rural artisan receives order through WhatsApp but delivers product through a local store. So this is the example of hybrid model. Now what are the benefits of hybrid model e-commerce for rural businesses? The biggest benefit is it expands your market reach. So if you are only having physical form, then you are limited to whoever can see the physical setup. But in this case, you can access both offline and online customers and service them. Secondly, your collection center points and all reduces your transportation cost and at the same time make logistics easier because you're just supposed to get the goods up to the centralized collection centers, after which the customer picks up from there. It also builds customer trust because brick and mortar or physical touch points helps the customer to inspect the product before purchasing it. It brings a lot of flexibility and adaptability because business can easily shift focus between online and offline sales based on seasonal demands. Inclusivity, you can serve both type of customer, one who is tech savvy or the ones who prefer the traditional commerce of touch and feel and looking through the products themselves. So both the types of customers can be handled during the hybrid model. So which are the examples of hybrid e-commerce in action? So you have Amazon Easy Stores, where small retail outlets that help consumers place online orders and receive deliveries. So in Amazon Easy Stores, you can walk in, look at the product portfolio and place online orders and at the same time receive deliveries there. A JioMart, It's a hybrid grocery models where customers can order online and collect from the nearby local stores or nearby Kirana store. Farm to market platforms. Here the farmers list the products online with deliveries made through local distribution network. And handicraft cooperatives where the artisans promote their products on digital platform with local exhibition and retail stores for offline purchases. So, what are the challenges in implementing hybrid models? The first challenge is infrastructure limitation. So, if you have poor internet and transportation networks, they hinder the integration. Then, digital literacy gaps. Rural entrepreneurs need training to manage online operations. Channel coordination issues. Managing inventory and transaction across online and offline channel is very complex. Initial investment cost to set up the whole environment, technology, logistic, local hubs that requires more capital than pure online way or pure offline. Consumer resistance. Some rural community prefer traditional marketplace over digital platforms. So what are the solutions for successful hybrid e-commerce implementation? So, if you are able to do this successful setup of the hybrid e-model, the first thing is that you will improve the rural infrastructure. So, you have to make the internet access better, you have to make the logistics better, the end delivery better. Second, you have to train and on the literacy programs. So, you have to keep educating rural entrepreneurs on how to use this e-commerce platform. Fourth, you must have an efficient inventory management, because you have to synchronize the stocks between online and offline channels. Therefore, an effective inventory management is a must. Fourth, you must be able to give financial support for small business through microloans or subsidiaries for e-commerce adoption. And fifth is constantly run consumer awareness campaigns that educates rural communities on the benefits of hybrid model.